Let's get ready to rumble!
Yo, it's the boss, Big Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host, Carter Mafioso, Young Knock, Just KP, King Dig, Miss Chief, Problem, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio, groundhardradio.com. We run this shit. Squad deep, my nigga. Check gang. My team's still better than yours. Stop the fuck. Mobbing on you, hoes. You dig? Mob. It's the boss, Big Chronicles, and you're listening to Ground War Radio.
Grind hard radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the bump. Get chronicle all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in.
From the 619 to the 228 to the 330, we grind it. Got Just KP with the hip hop news while Young I spit that fire. Call 323 693 3043, that's me. Got hot topics every week, awareness shows to help our beat.
Grind hard radio, we mob. And we run the matrix with the bump. Get chronicle all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Grind hard radio, we mob. And we run the matrix with the bump. Get chronicle all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Live interviews, hip hop trivia, and pumping the dump with Charles Billy. Executive producer China Brunning. We are Reality Radio Team Grind Hard, number one on Blog Talk. GHR, check the squad. Grind Hard Radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the bump. Get chronicle all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in. Grind Hard Radio, we mob, and we run the matrix with the bump. Get chronicle all across the nation. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Got a mafioso, GHR, we stay going in.
Radio. Got it.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody to a special episode of Ground Hard Radio. We in your ear, we in your internet, live on this Friday night, you know what I'm saying? September 16th, 2016, major exclusive interview with the queen and the king of Beat Shop Productions. We got Miss Chief and Problems in the building, you know what I'm saying? We're going to chop it up with them. We're going to get up in their business a little bit and see what they got going on. So for everybody out there that's listening, y'all got questions or whatever it is, hit us up, 323-693-3043, or you can log on to the official website, groundhardradio.com. If you want to ask questions on social media, make sure you use the hashtag GHRStayLit. You dig? You know, so we're going to take a quick intermission, and when we come back, we're going to get into this interview. We're going to represent for Beat Shop. Let's get it. Ground Hard Radio.
Grind. You're now tuned in to Ground Hard Radio. With your host, Jit Chronicles, Carter Mafioso, and Team Grind Hard. Shout out to the executive producer, Charles Billinger. We win number one on Blog Talk Radio. You're now tuned in to Ground Hard Radio.
Beep. wow. Better take a seat now. Got the heat that go blow. Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Cause don't be acting like you're coming for heat now.
Started from the bottom, now we headed to the top. Me and you, baby girl, we have grown a whole lot. Forget living separately, we got our own spot. Boss up, I kept it, can't nobody say nada. Kick a motherfucker out quick, that's with no problem. For real, can a nigga be happy? The haters don't like it, but we over here laughing. And still, chill, how you mad cause you rapping? The number one boss female and I'm your captain. Me, I'm usually the center of attraction. But me and her together called made the distraction. Think pad, thinking, jotting down the notes. And she do the same thing, this is no joke. Mad at the boss, but at least not provoking. Cause I kill a hater dead right after she choke him. Kill her. Choke him.
Wanna battle me, wow. Better take a seat now. Got the heat that go blow. Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Cause don't be acting like you're coming for heat now. Bombs hit the lock, sounding like a Glock, no quiet knock. Think it gets a bit secure on the lock. Come for me, I put them all in a box. Gotta be 6 feet up under these rocks. These bitches still standing in the sandbox. I televised pay-per-view on the cock. You know we all switch all that. Get a line, my knee on your neck.
Get a shot, got the heat, them other niggas looking weak. If you tired, best go to sleep, it's not for the week.
Get a shot, got the heat, them other niggas weak. If you tired, best go to sleep.
Wanna battle me, wow. Better take a seat now. Got the heat that go blow. Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Can you hear now? Cause don't be acting like you're coming for heat now.
That's my jam right there, but I got some knock to it. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Jit Chronicles. I'm back. Special episode of Ground Hard Radio. You know, some of y'all might know me as the Black Larry King. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how I do things around here. But without further ado, you know what I'm saying? We about to jump into this exclusive interview. You know what I'm saying? With Miss Chief and Problems. They running Beat Shop with an Iron Fist. You know what I'm saying? Raps, power couple. And they also make up the real life husband and wife team over here at Ground Hard Radio. So I want everybody to welcome Miss Chief of Problems, Beat Shop.
Hello.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, bro.
What's happening, bro?
We in here, man. Yeah, one-on-one exclusive with my people tonight. I want to know everything Beat Shop and then some, y'all. And that's
all right. Well, yeah, let's get into it, man.
Okay.
No, man, but we're going to just jump straight into it. And, you know, for the audience out there, I have had the pleasure to work with Miss Chief and Problems for the last two seasons on Ground Hard Radio. Y'all bring something to the table that's never been brought to the show before.
Oh,
so just real quick, I want y'all to just kind of introduce yourself to the folks. We're going to start off with Miss Chief first, but my question is, I want to know, how did you get your start in the music industry? You know what I'm saying? Let them know how you got your start, sis. We'll start off with you first.
It started through Problems. We know each other from high school, so we hadn't seen each other for a while. I didn't know he rapped. He invited me to a show, and one day, because we knew each other from high school in choir, so he asked me to sing one day, and I sang from him, and I guess that was it. So I actually started with R&B. I didn't even start rapping.
So you've been singing for a long time, Miss Chief. I didn't know about that you started out.
Yeah.
So music always been a part of your life.
Oh, yeah. Well, I recorded a song at 12 called All of Me. You know, I've been singing. I was in the church choir since about, you know, didn't know too many words, but I was 3 years old, and I was in the church choir. So I've always been around music. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I respect that. That's what's up. All right, Problem, same question to you, bro. How did you get your start in this game?
Man, it started on just a humbug. You know, the homie used to play these little these little tape decks, and he'd be having little instrumentals. We used to use the record player too, though. He'll have some instrumentals and stuff on. So I went down there, and you know, I used to always go down there, but I wasn't into the music. I was, you know, doing other stuff. So he threw on one beat, though. It was the Genius of Love. I'll never forget it. And I just started, I didn't even know I could rap. I just started going off. I went in only like a few lines. And then he was like, man, you need to sit down and try to write something. So I wrote something that day, and we came up with this nice little song, and it kicked off from right there, you know. Plus listening to rap music and stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always have some old school rights since way back when Ice Cube, Tech N9ne, all kind. I had a variety of music, you know. Brother Lynch Hung, going through my stages back then, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
wow. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it started way back then, just on a humbug, just me just going down there and saying, forget it, and let me see what you're talking about. And then he was like, man, do it. And then from there, it just took off. It's just been something I've been part of, you know, till now.
No doubt. I respect that. All right, well, I'm going to say this to y'all, too, because I didn't know personally that Beat Shop was such a major movement in San Diego. I mean, y'all making a wave. Everything Beat Shop, you know what I'm saying? And, that's a good thing. What do y'all think about, well, let me put it this way. How has the game changed from when you guys first started until now?
That's a good one. Back then, he was doing it for fun. Now you can still do it for fun, but it's more like a business. And so it can still be fun if you're getting paid and stuff, but it's more like it went from just doing it as a hobby and just having fun with it to actually trying to, you know, make songs and make hits. And you got to get in the studio, and you got to have schedules, and you got to do this.
Structure.
And you're writing it.
Yeah.
I mean, so it turned into from being just something that you just hang around and do with your boys, you know, kicking freestyles, into something that now you can kick a freestyle, but you know, you need to be trying to think about getting paid too. So you got to write.
It's a business. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Ms. Chief? How has the game changed for you, darling?
Oh, I would say the same thing. When we first started, when I first started with them, you know, we spent lots of long nights in the studio just having fun, you know, fun with it. And those fun times turned into good songs, and it turned into, you know, a family getting stronger, and an extended family. And, you know, it just blossomed into a movement before we knew it. It just kind of took hold of itself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and now I think when people make groups, they're lacking the family formula of it, you know. So that's why people end up, you know, moving in and out of groups or whatnot. So I think that's how it changed now. You know, it's not as family oriented.
That's one of the secrets of the Beat Shop, man. Everybody is actually brothers, stepbrothers,
brothers,
friends, all kind of stuff. So and then that's actually the heart of it right there. And then all of them got people that they branch out to and welcome them into the family. And then it gets bigger from there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell y'all this because it's going to lead into my next question. When I first was casting y'all to get on the show, I did my research, you know, with Beat Shop. I was like,
oh,
wow.
You said,
what do
you tested us?
I came across an article. I couldn't tell you what magazine it is. It was, please forgive me, but I saw that it said Raps Power Couple. So
that was
in
today's
guys,
rappers.
When
today's
that
rap.
Label was put on y'all, how did that make y'all feel? Because that's
oh my
that's
god,
big.
It was like,
hey, that was big, man. Because you know what, it was actually something that we was actually not looking to do, but we was doing it. It was like she was doing shows with me at first, and then she kind of like knew the background vocals, and it was like I was like, man, that's okay, but you got to get up in the front. You got to be with me. I don't want you behind me. I need you to be. We need to be doing the show together, like more of a like I'm gonna say a verse, you gonna say a verse, you gonna do some, you gonna stand out too. And then that's what it developed into. And then when as we went on, we also went into the business of promotions and doing all kind of stuff. So now we're hosting our own shows. And then it actually people would just be like, that's Raps Couple right there. That's Raps Couple.
Yeah.
But then when we see before he put the Raps Power Couple on there, he already knew that from what we was doing, that was Raps Power Couple.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In a sense,
I respect that.
He was kind of like, that's San Diego right there. That's the man and the mom right there of San Diego. And they together, and they doing this, and they doing that, and they, and where he at, she at, and where when he performs, she performing, and when they handling business, they handling business. So, I mean, it was kind of like, I'm still, you know, kind of overwhelmed about it because it's a big title, and
it
you know it's
good.
it's other people right now doing it, and they trying to put a dub on it like they really, you know, and it's, you'll get followers that are trying to do it, but you know at the same time it's a lot going on, and I mean that's just life, you know, you'll get that competition, but nobody wants you to have that title, but we was the first to get it, and now y'all got to come after us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I say live by. I love that y'all are a power couple. Same question if you want to add something to that too, Donna.
No, he pretty much said everything right there. That was good, babe.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
That was good. Yeah. I'm smiling over here.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, so the flip side of that question, and Ms. Chief, I actually want to start off with you before we take our first break. I want y'all to both give me the pros and cons of being a husband and wife team. You know what I'm saying? What are some of the good things about it? What are some of the bad things about it?
Okay, the good things, there are good things and there are bad things. The good things are if you guys are really close and you guys actually communicate, that's the keyword, communicate. Nothing can come between you guys. He can't, you know, a person can't come to your man and say X, Y, Z about no business because your man already know what's going on. That's the key thing to communication. Those are the good things. If you have good communication, you guys can go like really far. The cons of that is you will have people that will try, you know, because they figure that they can do what you do and they want to do that. And they want to ask you at the spot. You know, it's always like that. So there are cons, you know, there's cons to it too. You just, you know, got to keep your eyes open.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you for keeping it 100 with that question. That's what's up. Problems, you want to add anything to that, bro?
Oh, man. Well, yeah, the pros of it is that y'all both doing something you love. You both doing something that you like. So when you in a relationship and y'all both doing the same things that you like, don't that kind of seem easier?
Yeah,
It seems easier. Make it easier. So the pros of that is that we get to bounce back off of each other. We go through freestyle sessions. We bounce back off of words that we do. We have fun with it, and that's what makes it still fun. Versus it being still a business, we still make it fun because we got all these verbal exercises we be doing and stuff, and really, you know, really, really be in here trying to get it in.
Yeah, he keeps me on my toes.
The cons of that is that once you're labeled the power couple, it's kind of like hard because we still got separate albums that we're doing, but a lot of people is wanting us to be like, they want us to keep doing the couple album and keep that thing going, yet we still have our own project. And so one difficult thing about that is that the way the out people will look at it is like, she's doing this and he's doing that, and are they still, you know, I mean, I might end up being on the album or something, you know, so
always.
I mean,
right.
Yeah.
I mean, but I mean, I'm not, it's nothing bad really about it. I'm saying that's as far as bad as it's going to get right there. It's not really no cons to it. It's actually a win-win. You know,
I can respect that, brother.
Because in that situation, y'all both got albums you can do separately. You can do some together. You're reaching your fans. You're reaching his fans. It's still an open book.
That's three different target fans, basically.
That's three different. Yeah, I was about to say that. Three different avenues. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
And the damn show better than one. You know what I'm
so
saying?
Is. Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. That's what it is. All right, so we are going to take a music break real quick. And, Ms. Chief, I'm looking at the track right now, Calico. Never been played on Ground Hard Radio before, so I'm glad y'all kind of getting the exclusive on this one-on-one with y'all.
Okay.
But, sis, I want you to tell the folks a little bit about the track, what's the concept behind it, and I want you to introduce it so we can throw it on for you.
Okay, Calico came. It's off of my Ms. Chief. That's my first album. So pretty much everything on that album, I came out of R&B, pop, like kind of not soulful R&B, but more like pop R&B, and this was me being unleashed, and I'm pretty much untamed, like, you know. So with Calico, it's just that I'm just saying that, you know, like I'm going off, you know, I'm busting like a calico, I'm everywhere, like, you know, I'm doing shows, you know, I'm getting myself out there, I'm making the buzz, I'm doing all this, and I am, if you want to compare something, compare me to a calico.
I know that's right. That's what it is.
Woo.
All right, sis.
Yeah.
I want you to introduce that thing, and we'll throw it on. Formally introduce it, Ms. Chief.
Okay, coming from the Ms. Chief Unleashed Value One mixtape, you can find it on SoundCloud, is Calico featuring Problems. You know it is. Play that song,
DJ.
Get it.
Beat Shop, let's get it.
Every Tuesday and Thursday,
11 to 1.
You already know where it's at.
We right here, dog.
Right here.
Right here.
On Grind Hard Radio.
Gonna die, nigga.
Young Nye. Jit Chronicles. Kata Mafioso, Jess KP, King Diz, Act Like You Know, Season After Season, we go hard,
we go win, man.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wanna rap? Hit that line up,
number, dog.
That's 323, 693, 3043, 323, 693, 3043, get at the squad, gonna die, baby.
Gonna die.
Jello Beat, holla at me.
I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. Yeah, yeah, that's the ish. Check my verse habit. 2020 can't see me. I'ma be Miss Chief, got multi flow. Check it, head nodding dumb, rock and be shot, period. Miss Chief infinite, so many levels can't get lit. Near future definite, mind power ball shit with a figure eight Olympic trick. Reppin' Venus planet, that new watch it. All of his eye, I gotta go, so international. For sure, this show is magical, I knock him out like TKO. Reppin' yo, the Calico, Judy Jetson Prime Glow. So supernatural, serving up this Calico. Loaded up, now let's go, this glow is hydro. I be on that Calico, I be on that Calico. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though. I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico.
Brat, I spit it like a calico. In fact, get back, just let me get at him though. They wait for the gun splatter, it don't matter what is done after. On the edge of your seat now, we'll wait to the next chapter. Proceed with caution, witness the next raptor. Round after round, shut them down, I'm the cut master. Sliding through the avenue, boulevards and the streets. Competition rises, surprises that I'm the one to beat. Sagging my jeans and a sign on my chest. In capital letters, saying you're now rocking with the best. It's nothing small about me, I run with the big boys. Modified like the girls, we prone to make a big noise. The kind of $100 bills is 45 racks. From a crowd that's packed, for hundreds they all clap. Money makers make noise, broke niggas shut up. Their hands in the air, well then that's what up.
I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali though. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali go, I be on that Cali go. And when they tell me spit it, I spit it like a calico. I be on that Cali though, I be on that Cali go. spin it, I spin it like a calico.
Yeah.
Okay. Boy,
that
gives me chills. Like, chills, like I goosebumps.
Yeah.
I'm serious, though. Very talented team. That's what y'all
know, man.
Love that.
Thank you.
Right on, right on, right on, brother.
Yes.
All right. This is your boy, Jit Chronicles, with a special episode of Ground Hard Radio. I am interviewing Miss Keith and Problems. So, guys, my next question is, how did y'all link up with Beat Shop? Because I know at the beginning of the show, y'all said that it's pretty much like family. And that's another thing that I kind of got from y'all when I first met y'all, when I first came on the show, because we the same over here at Ground Hard Radio. You know, we might fuss and fight and argue every now and then. But at the end of the day,
that's what family do.
Family.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what family do.
That's what family
do. I want to know, how did y'all get started with Beat Shop? And how has it become the brand that it has become today?
So it started off, because my little brother had the label. I actually had got locked up. So I was, the label had started after I got locked up, because I was already at a studio and doing some stuff with some artists in town. So when I got out of prison, my brother was there with the studio, and I was like, man, I've been in prison all this time. I got hella raps. And then from there, it just kicked off. And from that, we took it from in-studio production and brung it out to the public by hosting shows that was brought to you by Beat Shop, which was hosted by Prowlers and Mischief. So once we started branching out from just being in the studio, we started doing those live shows. And what we did was we gave artists a shot who never performed, who may have a good following or something, but, you know, ain't hit no stages. We actually opened up those platforms for them to be able to do their first shows. And from there, we'd have them back in return, and then it'd be even more people. And
we built a lot of
the artists out of Dago that's getting down today started, you know, from doing Beat Shop shows. And we held that, was holding that down for 6 years, and are still doing, you know, hosting our own shows and doing all kinds of stuff. We're actually doing a club on Wednesdays now that's located downtown San Diego that we'll be hosting down there. So,
shout out to Big Grizz and DJ Finesse.
Shout out to Grizz, and so that's how it actually started off. That was, like I said earlier, we all family. So my little brother had the studio, and then we came in and we kind of created it to it, because it used to be a fun studio. Everybody get in there and just hang out and, you know, just chill and just do stuff. We went in there and actually gave it some structure, gave it some format, you know, and just actually put a real brand to it. And you know, shout out to AJ Johnson, AJ Beat Shop.
Yes.
Shout out to the whole
Beat
Shop family.
Shout out,
that's exactly how it started. And then that's how it got to how it is today.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. All right, so can y'all let the folks know any new projects that's coming from Camp Beat Shop, the team, anything we can expect from the artists, you know, going into 2016, going into 2017? What can we expect from Beat Shop?
Go ahead, Ms. Chief.
Well, we both have 100-plus catalog that we're doing with 4-H Records. Shout out to Jimmy Remix. He's a producer for 4-H Records. So we're doing like 100-plus catalog each. So you're going to be hearing about a lot of things going on. So I'm only like 4 or 5 songs in. So, like, I got one, I just posted a little small flyer that said, one's Light It Up, you know, for my 420 smokers and everything. And then I have another one, it's called Duffel Bag. And Problems, tell them about what's
both
the name of some
dope.
Of the songs. Yeah, so I'm excited about
both
those, because it takes me to a different.
Both
what
of
them
songs hit too. No, I was just going to say, one of the songs we're going to probably hear tonight is actually from some of the productions from Jimmy Remix that we've been doing. So you'll get, Panda was actually done by him too. So
That's original.
You kind of see the direction. You see that direction with the production and how it's going. So just imagine 100 times songs of all of that going on.
Yeah.
And then we actually doing more than that, because you know.
Yeah.
We really
but
working,
it's all
man,
fun. And but it's fun. It's not like work, and I love what I do. So it's just fun. And when it's fun, you make good music. When you don't try so hard, you make good music. You know, you don't have to be too difficult. Just speak what's from your heart, you know, and it'll come out naturally, you know. Artistic people are artistic people.
Yeah. Absolutely. I definitely agree with that. All right, so for the folks that, you know, want to reach out to the artists or you guys over there at Beat Shop, like, how do we connect with y'all? How do we find y'all on social media, any websites, all that good stuff?
Okay,
Miss T got that.
Yeah, we do have some pages. We have Beat Shop Promotions, Beat Shop Beauty Promotions. We have Beat Shop Beauty. We have Beauty Girls. Shout out to the beauties. We have Beat Shop Production page. You can get in contact with us with any of those pages. So, and AJ, he's the CEO of Beat Shop Productions. So, say you were in our city and you wanted to link up and get some, you know, studio time and come in, you know, we're gladly welcome you in. And just, you know, contact us at Beat Shop Productions.
No doubt. No doubt. And we got to get AJ on the show, guys. You know what I'm saying?
We should.
Very soon.
We'll get it in ASAP. I promise you that, guys. That first week we come back, we're going to do that.
Okay. That's the road.
That's what's up. All right, so, team, I'm going to switch it up on y'all just a little bit. I want to ask y'all, you know, as far as Ground Hard Radio, and I just kind of want to give y'all the story a little bit when we were searching. This was at the time, I'm not sure how familiar y'all are with Virginia Supernova Slim. She was on our show for a very long time. She was in the process of leaving the show, and we had to look for another female to fill that female voice of the show. So when I came across y'all information and I saw that y'all was a power couple, I said, okay, we got Miss Chief and Problems. I was like, hot damn. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Two for one right there. You got one for one.
And the funny thing is, guys, we've had cousins on the show. We've had friends on the show. We even had enemies on the show, but we never had a husband and wife team. So when I went to the EP Charles Bellinger, he was like, you lie. How in the hell are you going to get a husband and wife team on the show? And I said, watch me, because we had never done it before.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? This has never been done before. So I want to ask y'all, what made y'all guys sign up for the show in the first place? Because I can be honest with y'all, I don't know if I would. You know, I know it's radio, it's not quite television or something like that, but, you know, working with your spouse or something like that, it opens up, you know, a lot of stuff on social media or whatever the case may be, you know, whether it's positive, negative, you know what I'm saying? So
I want to know what
made you guys say, okay, I'm going to do this, and we're going to share a little bit of what we do with the world. I know that was a long question.
I'm still soaking it in because I gotta give a good answer.
I'm doing the most tonight.
Let's see, for me, I listened to you previous episodes, you know, followed you guys on Twitter. I just like, it seems like family, and I like that. You know, and it's likely minds. It's everyone. You know, even if you agree, you know, we can agree to disagree because that's what reality, you know, radio is about. But you know, it's all positive. Like, you know, why wouldn't you want to be with a family that's doing something and you're doing something and make it bigger? Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, I think people should network more.
I, in a sense, was like kind of flattered because this is after because you know we we both sitting there together listening to it and we focusing in and we laughing at some points and it was just everybody was real cool, friendly, you know, you got guests calling in, you got people And I was like, this is a,
it
like
just
a,
felt good.
A real radio station right
but
here.
But it felt
yeah.
good,
wow.
though, and natural. It just felt good
yeah.
and natural. Nothing pressured, nothing. It just feels like it fits. Like,
yeah,
you know,
and it was
and,
real, real professional, like.
Yeah.
So we was like, man, this is, and then I think you guys had Dub De Niro on the show, and, you know, I know
mm-hmm,
he was,
mm-hmm.
got out and
yeah.
stuff, and we was like, oh, man, thanks for getting
us on the
show. And
y'all welcomed us in, so,
once
I mean,
we was on,
once
all
we
that did
love.
That first interview, after we did that first interview, we started tuning in a little bit, and we was just
yeah.
like, this is cool right here. And then we had so
yeah.
much fun on the show, and then you gave us the call and everything, and from there, it was just pure excitement.
We down there
so
did cartwheels.
yeah.
Tell
him.
Yeah.
Tell him.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
almost do a backflip.
Yeah.
I almost did a backflip.
I was like, God damn it, I done hit the jackpot. Put them all. Put them
yeah.
all. Give them a contract.
We just like, yes, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say to y'all, you know, on behalf, not just for me, on behalf of the team, everybody at Grind Hard Radio, entire network, you know, y'all bring a whole nother flavor to this show, you know. So I just hope that y'all
mm-hmm.
stick around for a very long time. And I definitely
oh,
I
man.
Mean,
we,
oh,
no,
I
we
appreciate
ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
No, this is, yeah, that's home.
We stuck.
Yeah, grind hard, grind or die.
Hey, that's our home away from home right now.
Yeah, yeah. Hey,
yeah.
we trying to get out there and come see y'all. We was like, we gonna try to get out there and come see you guys.
We gonna make
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've been looking into
some
shows out that way. Yeah,
it's gonna
we've
be
been
trouble. We all get together.
We've been looking
be
into
epic.
Some shows out there, man. So we trying to make our way
we
down there. I got
yeah,
somebody on it
that,
right now.
I would love to see that happen,
man.
And I think we could pull our resources together and make that happen, you know. So
yeah,
put that out there in the universe. I want to switch the question up on y'all just slightly a little bit from radio to television. If the offer ever
mm-hmm.
came for you guys to do a reality show together, would y'all take it? And what would the concept of the show be?
Oh man, I would definitely take
right?
it. Yeah, it's a great question.
I would take
a reality show. Go ahead, Chi.
No, you go ahead. Yeah, I was listening to you. Go ahead.
I would take it, but I just don't know.
It's so many different avenues where, you know, I would want it to go. So that would be my dilemma
mm-hmm.
about deciding, you know, exactly. It would be something music oriented, I know, or something.
Right,
that
yeah.
I just didn't know what, you know. So I would think about that. That's a hard one. Like,
that
I had a lot of dreams. Yeah.
What about you, Problem?
Hey, man, if I did a reality show, what I would do is something that my background and focus would be music, and it might be even artists. You know, my thing would probably be like a struggling artist show or something to where you like, or even just a person that's been through a hell of a lot. Like me, myself, I've been through drugs. I've been through homelessness. I've been shot, stabbed. I've been, you know, jail, prison. It's a lot of stuff that happened, but there was a lot of things going on. And it would be lovely to just be able to tell that story and be able to and see how you're bounced out of that and how, you know,
mm-hmm.
been blessed. You're not able to come out of that. And then at the end, you just got this successful story going on where it highlights and you on stage doing a bunch of stuff. But the beginning of that show is real life, real reality, and it's you and your struggle.
Yeah.
And it shows,
maybe
not you as the actor, but somebody sitting in as you as an actor. And it shows you in them streets. It shows you as a homeless. It shows you going to go try to do this robbery or all of this. It shows the griminess of how it was. And in the meantime, it shows you writing on your cardboard paper one of the raps, or sitting outside one of your people's house thinking about, you know. So yeah, my
well,
reality show would be
well that
go
remember
ahead.
That's what we were doing. We're writing together a series that we're just writing together called Black Moth Chronicles, and so that's kind of like stories about different things.
That's a different. That's kind of a different scenario. The Black Moth Chronicles would be based off of you say you, for instance, you got a bunch of people that wronged a bunch of people or did a whole bunch of things. What it's all based off of is karma. And say, for instance, it's a gold digger, and she's been gold digging on a lot of guys. She finally falls for a guy, but she tries to gold dig him. And instead of it just being a loss, it goes one step further to where she either in prison, behind killing him, or he kills
or
her.
It's
kind of like a little twist to where these people actually did all of this, but they didn't get off. They paying like a real crime for this. So now they sitting behind bars, or now they got killed, or you know maybe the jealous dude got too jealous and crazy, and it backfired on her, and now she dead. You know, so
absolutely.
We got stuff in the works.
It's been a visionary, because one thing I caught what you said, and that's kind of what I built Grand Hard Radio. You know, this game, this industry, they always tell you about the good stuff, the fabulous part, the highlights, but they never show the struggle. You understand what I'm saying? So for you to say that, you know, you want to show them how. You know, Carter always tell me this. He always said you got to go through to get through. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
show them of that realness. So I'm gonna tell y'all both. Let's put that in the universe. I think both of those projects are coming to fruition. You know, and I'm behind y'all 100%.
Because I think people need to know. They think everything is glitz and glamour and everything, and that's what they're glorifying.
Man, we need to get together and put that and put that down so we can present that to somebody and get that done.
No doubt. All right. So I got a few more questions for y'all, but we're going to take another music break. I want to throw up the problems. I'm looking at that track called The World Keeps Spinning. I want you to tell the folks the concept behind that, and I want you to formally introduce that for everybody that's listening to y'all right now. And if y'all want to hit us up, 323-693-3043 be the number, or you can log on to the official website, and that's groundhardradio.com. Don't forget the hashtag GHR Stay Lit. You dig. Some of you problems.
That's what's up. Hey, man, y'all check it out, world. Thanks for tuning in. This is called The World Keeps Spinning. It's just based off just a little reality in my life, and I tried to turn around and say that the world is still going to keep going, so must I. Hey, hit that for him, Jit. Let's do it.
Grand Hard Radio, Beat Shop, baby. Here we go.
What's good? This the one and only Bull City Maniac, your homie from the 919, Just KP. And I'm live right here on Grind Hard Radio, the number one reality radio and all across the land. Man, if you with us, 323-693-3043.
Man, hold on. What was that?
One more time. 323-693-3043. Press 1, talk to the host. Right now, let's get into more of this dope music only on Grind Hard Radio. Take off.
And the world keeps spinning, and I'm just trying to find my place. Beautiful beginnings, and the end should be the same. And the world keeps spinning, and the world keeps spinning, and the world keeps spinning, and I'm just trying to find my place. Beautiful beginnings, and the end should be the same. Yeah, but I got caught up in the middle, just a little, maybe more. Two strikes, really gladly working on the fourth. Every corner that I hit, I flip the music and the CD, then roll 3 miles an hour. So everybody sees me as I got older, the game got tougher, rougher, renegade hustles. People telling, yelling, yellow, make you not wanna move a muscle. Moving silence, me be quiet, but the lights from the siren strike one. Armed robbery, and there wasn't even violence. When I get back on the streets, I get back to the beat. Forget about the fall and get back on my feet. MJ, Tupac, and now Prince gone too. They can never tell you what the blueprint don't prove. So it's back to the streets to make a living, no cease. If you're not in the kitchen cooking, then you're not fixing to eat. Got a mother and a father, but I never knew one. You should have seen the crazy look when she met her new son. But I'm here to live my life on my own and be free. And when I sleep, all I dream about is happiness.
And the world keeps spinning, and I'm just trying to find my place. Beautiful beginnings, and the end should be the same. And the world keeps spinning. And the world keeps spinning. And the world keeps spinning. And I'm just trying to find my place. Beautiful beginnings, and the end should be the same.
Yeah. Told me I'm the sign of favor in case they needed me for the war. I asked, can I get my benefits now? Because I'm already on tour. The streets of violence, cold as silent, has been ousted like a joke. But you can sign a waiver, then it's murder that she wrote.
President Obama paint that White House black. But look who trying to run, they want they White House back. I got a panoramic view to catch the pandemonium. I can see it full circle no matter either way it come. Try to give false clues, but I don't need it cause I'm grown. I be seeing those mujos, BG guys.
And the world keeps spinning, spinning. And I'm just trying to find my place. Beautiful beginnings, things. And the end should be the same. And the world keeps spinning, 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 spinning. And the world keeps spinning, 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 spinning. And the world keeps spinning, spinning. And I'm just trying to find my place. Beautiful beginnings, things. And the end should be the same.
I gotta tell you, that, bro, that is my new favorite bumping. Track from you. Like, that's my personal favorite, dog. I gotta.
Oh, man,
that.
Right on, bro.
That's a bang.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
I love that.
That beat be slumping, man.
Yes,
that beat is everything, man.
Yeah, I was in the zone.
Yeah. Shout out, shout out, shout out. That's what's
right
up.
On, right on.
I want to ask y'all this, and we tend to ask folks on the show when they come on Ground Hard Radio, but I want to know from y'all, if y'all could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be and why? Let's start off with Miss Peace.
I want to go to Japan. I think I said that last
time.
Yeah. I want to be in Japan.
Overseas,
I think,
man.
Overseas, Japan.
Overseas, man.
Yeah.
But you know
and
what?
Why?
DJ Taxi told me Japan, they love artists over there. She's like,
over there, they treat you. I got a couple of homeboys that have been over there, and over there, you're an actual star. If you got an album on the CD and they ain't seen you before and you doing a show there and all of that, you getting paid and everything when you go over there.
Yeah, that's
that
what she
stuff.
Said. She said they treat you like the Beatles. And I said, what?
Yeah.
All you gotta do is go over there and look shiny, glit, you know, geared up, and a nice entourage, and have some
CDs,
posters, and some other stuff, and you'll have cameras flashing in no time.
Yeah. All right, hey, well, you know what? I'm gonna change my damn career and go to Japan. Because I've been
in
Japan a lot.
We just need to go over there and get books over there. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, problem. Same question to you, bro. What would you like to perform? Is it Japan too?
Well, you know, she got me on that. You know, we kind of think the same sometimes too, man. And the best thing to be is just overseas, man. And
overseas.
Just if you can tour somewhere over there, man. The cities over there is different than over here. Over there, it's a lot of people that know you. Over here, I mean, it's a lot of people that know you that ain't going to try to show you love because they feel in some kind of way. Or, I mean, your fans is going to be there, but, you know, that's it. It's over there, everybody going to be there. You know, they
wow.
As soon as you
amazing.
Touch down, it's a difference, man. And the people are looking at you like they don't know you, but they want to get to know you. And they're looking at you as an actual fan. You know, or a potential fan versus somebody
right.
looking at you here as I know him and he was over there
right.
and blah, 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 blah.
Like
you know what I mean? It's a
yes,
difference.
Sir.
They treat you as an artist, yeah.
I don't know nobody over there, so I know for sure when we get there we gonna show out. And we gonna get some
yeah.
fans.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right. I want to know what advice would y'all give to a new artist that's trying to make it in the game right now. What would y'all tell that person?
My latest advice tip is, when you are doing social media, I just put this on my Facebook. When you are doing social media, you have to watch how you talk. What type of target crowd or audience, because you know it's all nice and fun and games, you know, when you know they make, you know, slick remarks and do all kinds of things, but is that what type of crowd you're gathering, because that's just a public figure on Facebook. Or are you really trying to gather real music fans that want to listen to your music? So you have to be, you know, when you're on social media, you got to be careful. And then, you know, you don't know who's watching. It could be an AR. If you're a business, it could be another business that, you know, or a potential patron or something that, you know, might want to do business with you, but they'll pass you up because of some of the negative things that you might have on your pages. So I would, my advice is I would just watch that. If you can't stop, then what you do is you make your personal page where you can do all that you want, and then you have your business page where you have all, don't mix the two. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. You know, good advice, Ms. Chief. I want to say real quick, because I had to learn that the hard way. You know what I'm saying? You can't put every goddamn thing you want to say on social media all the time. You know, so that's
right.
Some of the best advice
yeah.
that you could have ever gave anybody. You know, because I had to learn that the hard way. And that's real talk. So I salute that. What about you, Problem? What advice would you give to a new artist?
My advice would be, man, a lot of these young kids is too cocky. You need to humble yourself a little bit. You know what I mean? And humble yourself and try to make more friends than enemies. Sometimes they say making enemies makes you more popular, but I would say that the more connections, the more friends, the more rapport you have with people, the better future investments or whatever is going
long,
on.
Yeah, longevity you'll have in it.
You get that longevity. Yeah. Long as you, I just say humble yourself and, you know, try to build a rapport, you know, with people versus making enemies.
Good advice. Very good advice. That's what's up. All right, I want to know from the both of y'all, when it's all said and done, what do you want your legacy to be? Let's start off with Mr. Problems on this one.
Oh, man, when it's all said and done, I think I just
yes,
I want to have me I'm working on a 501(c)(3) charity-like type, you know. Charity for, you know, using music as therapy, to where I can somehow get it accredited and stuff. So I want to try to get me a 501(c)(3), and then I also want to be able to collect on these royalties and give them to my kids so they can be paid for the rest of their life a little bit, you know.
Absolutely.
Have some money. I'm trying to do something so that when I'm gone, they'll have something to be able to still get into. So I think if I do the charitable thing, I think we'll be able to get us some government funding and run that for a while,
mm-hmm.
and then hopefully it turns into something even more. And
mm-hmm.
I think that music is therapy for everybody. If you think about it, I don't think anybody in the world don't have some kind of favorite music, some kind of something that they don't mind listening to, whether it's little jiggles on the TV or commercials. I think music can be soothing, and I think the more you know about music, the more therapeutic it is. So I want to kind of incorporate that little charity that I got.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you know what, Problems, is going to happen, man, because we're going to put that in the universe. It's going to happen. You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I need
yeah.
you on that.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you on that. That's real.
Yeah.
And he writes grants, too. He didn't tell you that. He didn't tell you that he writes grants, too.
Yeah, I write grants. Yeah, so I'm just working on stuff.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, my legacy, I just want to outlive, I want my music to outlive me. I want people to know my words and feel something from my words. And I'm not trying to be corny or anything like that, but I just wanted to be like, because I'm a woman awareness, you know, beauty awareness, you know. I don't consider myself a Barbie doll, but, you know, I want women to be aware of their own beauty and, you know, and strong and power. And if my legacy would, you know, represent that, then, I'll be fine with that. And I'm trying to do that.
Absolutely.
With music right now.
Mm. You know, I never heard nobody say they want their music to outlive them. That's such a blessing. And again, sis, put that in the universe, because that's going to happen. Good thing happens to good people. And y'all are definitely some good people.
Thank you. All right.
We're going to play that Panda Rebirth comeback, and we're going to do some promo, some shout-outs, you know, let the folks know what y'all got coming up. But I'm looking at that Panda Rebirth track. I love the video. The track is hot.
Panda,
the beat
panda.
Is everything. Who want to introduce
all right.
this thing?
Miss Chief.
Go ahead.
Let him have
you
it.
Want me to okay.
Yeah.
Directed by Problems. And the beat is by Jimmy Remix. It's Cali style Panda, but we calling it the Panda Rebirth. Panda, panda, panda. Jit, put that on.
Hey,
B Shaw, yeah, Groundhog Radio, listening to Groundhog Radio. What's happening? Your boy King Diz in the building. I'm representing Groundhog Radio. Shout out to J, shout out to Kata Mafioso.
Hey,
shout out to Just KP.
Hey,
shout out to Young Nah.
Hey,
shout out to Charles Billinger. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11 to 1, tune in. Hey, yeah, let's get it.
Summer, blazing trails, making tracks, 100,000 in the Hummer, sweating trying to make it back. I got killers that are killing for me, out of town niggas in something foreign. Panda, black holes, dropped in the middle with white snow. See, I might go off on any nigga ranting about what he might know. We whipping and packing and shipping, be having it boxed like presents at Christmas. 40 round clip, extended, man, I'm needing my money, so make sure I get it. No, never forget it, I never forgot it. Maybe you just needed a dab of gelatin. Never slowing down, I be going ham. Knocking down the door, I be going in. I be showing off, never knowing when. I be going off, but you gon' know it then. Panda, burn 'em, let me just turn up. I got people in other places, never seen them, but they send me faces. I got good relations, keep it patient, cause haters love to keep you waiting, I got bars in Atlanta, I know stars in Savannah. I go hard, doing damage, superhero nigga, they can stand it. I might cop a Bugatti, I might drop the Ducati.
Model chicks in Cali, he got them knees in the alley. Got the heat, call it whammy. Dr. Seuss, call me Sally. All them fakers copy badly. Got it locked in a baggie. You a panda licking sadly. Got him sick, Krabby Patty. I plug him up, call him Maggie. Send it off to Cincinnati. Now you're a little orphan Annie. Real panda knows Andy. I walk around vigilante. Got them all feeling antsy. I'm a legacy runner. I'm a Pegasus gunner. No fakers, no funners. I just caught a blunder. You a fighter, not a lover. One step from the gutter. Got the chopper for the lumber. Winter time to the summer. Same price for the slugger. He don't know, he a newcomer. I bounce back like rubber. Here go the upper cutter. I'm a legacy runner. A Pegasus gunner. Coca Cabana. Tissue that nigga Montana. Old gray bandana. Hot summertime Savannah.
Yeah.
Panda, panda, panda.
Panda, 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 panda. Rebirth.
Oh, no, I know the hell out of that
yeah.
music. That's all I gotta say, man. Y'all got some good
music. I like.
thanks, bro. Thanks. All right. As we all winding down, I want y'all to get y'all plugs out there. Let the folks know in case they want to work with you guys. You know what I'm saying? Connect with you and all that good stuff. Throw your plugs out there, your social media. Get your promo on. Let's ladies first, Miss Chief. Let them know what's up.
Yes.
Okay. I'm
yes.
on Facebook. Miss Chief is spelled MZCHIEF. Beat Shop is BEATSHOP. So I'm at Facebook on, I have a music page, and then I also have a personal page. You can please like my music page, but request me on Facebook. I do follow. On Twitter, I'm Miss Chief 1619. On what is that, Instagram, I'm Mischief Beat Shop, and SoundCloud, I'm Mischief One. Follow me, I follow back. I like to hear new music. I don't mind if you sing new music, you know, because I like, you know, feedback as well. So, you know, holla at your girl.
Hey, and Miss Chief, you so inspirational. Mm-hmm. You always sending folks a good quote. You always send encouragement, you know. And I really want to say I really appreciate you for
Thank
that.
You.
Because don't get it twisted. I know you can be a little sad. You know, problems are not already told us, bro. I'm sorry to get you in trouble. I know you can be a little sad.
I'll take
but
that,
you
buddy. I'm sad.
You always encourage folks. Yeah.
You know what? A lot of that, you know, I do a lot of social media, so I find these quotes and they inspire me. So then I share it with somebody else, you know, trying to help inspire somebody else. You know, you throw out the good and, you know, and the bad will disappear. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to direct anything, because then believe me, I don't go to, you know, my timeline and say, oh, you know, this is where I'm going to derive this from or anything. Most of the time I'm already on what, you know, I'm going to,
mm-hmm.
you know, what I want to put out into the universe, you know, and
right,
if it does
right,
touch somebody,
right.
then it is for you, you know, and if it burns you, then maybe that's something you need to look at in the mirror or whatnot. And if it helps you, God
Absolutely.
Bless you, and I'm glad I could do something.
Yeah, because a hit dog will holler, you dig? That's what's up.
Yeah.
So I want to salute you again, Miss Chief. And Sade Champagne loves you, by the way. She absolutely loves you.
Sweetie.
All right. Probably go ahead and kick your promo out there, bro.
Oh, man. Okay, so you can check me out on Instagram as Problems B Shop. It's spelled P-R-O-B-L-U-M-Z. You can check me out on Twitter at OneProblems. Again, that's P-R-O-B-L-U-M-Z. SoundCloud, Mr. Problems Beat Shop. You can check me out on Facebook, Mr. Problems Beat Shop. That's my music page. You can email me at MrProblemsBeatShop@gmail.com if inquiring about music or something. You can also check out or download that new Panda Man. It's on all the social media sites, Spotify, Google Play. It's out there right now, man. So if y'all want to grab that and get the download,
Google
man,
Play.
Get ahead of it. Look it up
support.
On the look it up
yeah,
out there.
Yeah, support starving artists.
Yeah, I know,
and,
right?
Yeah.
Let the artist eat too, and let the radio
okay,
play.
Okay,
yeah,
let the artist eat,
yeah.
nigga. Yeah,
let the artist
well,
eat.
That's what
we gonna start
that's
a new pound.
We
gonna start
we need
a new
pound
right there.
Yeah.
Pound,
yeah,
let
the artist
eat.
Yeah,
nah, start that up. Nah. It'll be in collaboration with that Let the DJs Eat, and we'll just put everybody in one room together. We'll put everybody in all one room together, artists and DJs.
Yeah, that I'll do.
We need to do that. I want to salute you too, bro, because let's just keep it real. I can look at you and tell, like, you could snap a neck if you really wanted to. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know how to get there.
Yeah.
But one thing
yeah,
that
buddy.
I get from you being on this show, bro, you are very brotherly. You understand what I'm saying, man? So I'm proud to call you my brother. You know what I'm saying? And you're a human.
Hey, thank
too,
you, man.
You know
thank
what I'm
you.
And you also
hey, I appreciate
are the new Lit King of GHR. You know what I'm saying? That stage started as you said.
Time.
Yeah,
we stay
right
lit.
On.
Yeah,
we stay lit.
That's what's up,
man. Hey, I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah. So before we cut out of here, I want to know, do y'all got any last words or shout outs? Y'all want to throw out there to your people or to your supporters?
Yeah, man. Let me just first off say, man, shout out to you. You the man right now, man. You've been doing a lot of stuff. You've been giving a lot of people chances, and at the same time, you're live streaming our music and getting us on radio stations and all kind of stuff. And so
we appreciate
I'm hoping we're trying to hold our end of the bargain. You know what I mean?
Yeah, make
definitely.
You proud.
It seems like you're showing us a lot of love, man, and we really appreciate that. And this could open up even doors for all of us even more, you know.
Exactly.
You know, so I really appreciate you. And then shout out to the listeners that's out there. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to the fans that come out to the Beat Shop shows. And shout out
and everybody
to
everyone that looked at the video. Make sure you say
shout
out to
everybody
that because they really showed love on that. We're
yeah,
at
check out that Panda
plus.
That Panda
yeah.
video.
Yeah, real. Hey, real recognized, real. I love that video.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
man,
really excited cool. about that. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
And that's on 4-H Records, you guys. If you haven't seen it, go to
yeah,
YouTube.
Go to YouTube,
4-H Records.
4-H Records.
Panda Rebirth.
Check out that Panda Rebirth.
Yeah.
Right on, man.
That's what's up.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what's
right,
up.
Got, yeah. It's been good talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we could have went a whole
Always.
2 hours. I enjoyed
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And make
yeah,
sure
I thought we was going for another hour.
Yeah.
I thought we was going for another hour. I was ready. I'm here posted.
Yeah.
I'm here posted right now.
Tell everybody, make sure you check out Rap's Power Couple, Mischief and Problems, every Tuesday and Thursday.
Yep.
Season 25 of Grind Hard Radio. GrindHardRadio.com. Excellent season. Grind or Die, Reality Radio. Y'all, actually, I want to salute y'all one more time, too, because this is my first time interviewing a couple, you know? So I'm going to switch it up how we going to end it off. You know what I'm saying? Thank y'all again for doing this. For all
Thank
the
you,
beautiful
Thank
black
you,
couple.
Thank you, Bravo. Always. Much love.
Yeah.
For sure.
Love is one in a million, and we're going to end it with Aaliyah. Thank y'all tonight.
Ooh.
Grind Hard Radio.
Ooh,
thank you,
yes.
love. GrindHardRadio.com.
Thank you.
We outro.
Baby, you don't know what you do to me. Between me and you, I feel a candlelight. I won't let no one come and take your place. The love you give, you can't be left. So go now, let me let you do. That's why I don't mind. Cause I've been my life to choose you. I wanna please you in any way I can. I wanna share my world. Don't you understand? Your love is the one in a million. It goes on. Everything about you.